afternoon. It's Monday, 2 o'clock, and things are pretty fluid. And by tomorrow, we may be in a different place from where we are right now. I'm sitting in the Palmer building in what is a new studio that we've put together in order for us to communicate with you, First Presbyterian Church family, over the next few days and perhaps much longer. As I speak now, I don't quite know what the future looks like, but I'm almost certain that for the next few weeks, we are going to be in somewhat of a different time from anything that we've experienced before. I just want to reach out to you and let you know that the ministers and the staff of First Presbyterian Church want to do their very best to look after you and to take care of whatever need you may have. We want to bring you words of gospel encouragement. We want to make sure that if you have any needs, that you contact us in the usual way. You can phone, you can email, you can text, you can ask someone else to do it. One of the things that may well arise in the very near future is that some of our shut-ins may need help with groceries, and we are on that, and we're ready with a band of volunteers ready to do whatever needs to be done. I also want to let you know that our elders are meeting and talking and discussing, and they are praying for you and for our church family. And I thought I would bring you this afternoon just a couple of verses, and it's from Psalm 94. And the heading of the psalm says, "The Lord will not forsake his people." And I want to draw attention just to a couple of verses, verses 18 and 19. This is Psalm 94. "When I thought my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul." I just thought when I saw that text this morning that that would make a wonderful, I was going to say, pick-me-up in times of stress and trial. Some of you are listening to the news. Some of you are listening to too much news, is what I suspect. And that could drive you into a very dark place right now. And I want to tell you that as Christians, we don't need to go there. We need to trust in the Lord. He's got this. And when we think that our feet are slipping, your steadfast love, God's covenant love, it's a wonderful Hebrew word, chesed, God's steadfast love, his love that's surrounded by promises that are yes and amen in Jesus Christ, they will sustain you. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. I want your souls to be cheered. I want you to know the consolations of the Lord. Stay strong. Keep praying. Take care of one another. Make sure your neighbors are being taken care of. And in the coming days, and we plan to make one of these videos every day, in the coming days, this will be one of the ways in which we will be communicating to you. Godspeed. We love you. Let us know if you have any needs, and we'll see you again tomorrow.